This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Well, we American workers were doing more and making more in the past few months. U.S. productivity growth has been revised up for the latest quarter to an annual rate of almost 3%. For a read on productivity and job growth, we've got Gus Fauché, senior economist at the PNC Financial Services Group, and he's with me live from Pittsburgh. Hey, Gus.
Good morning, Jeff.
So productivity growth to me is always kind of an interesting number because it sort of cuts both ways. The more productive we are, the less incentive for employers maybe to hire more people. So how do you read the latest numbers here?
Well, the number was very strong from a business standpoint. Productivity growth was up about 2.9% in the third quarter in an annual rate, which means workers were producing a lot more. They were putting together more goods and services. What that means is that businesses don't need to hire as much in the short run because they can get greater output from their workers. However, over the longer run, it's productivity growth that allows us to enjoy a higher standard of living as workers are able to produce more over time.
So what does the revision in productivity growth and what you've been seeing more generally imply for the labor market in 2013?
Well, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Productivity growth is strong, which means that if demand is increasing slowly, then firms won't need to hire as much because they'll be able to get more from their existing workers. On the other hand, wage growth is very soft right now, and the Labor Department also provided us with what we call unit labor costs, basically the cost to firms of producing additional output. That fell during the third quarter because of weak wage growth and strong productivity growth, so labor is relatively less expensive. And I think in 2013, that side of the equation is going to push firms to hire more because labor is relatively cheap, and that means that they can increase output by hiring. And I think that's what we'll see next year.
All right. Gus Fauché, senior economist at the PNC Financial Services Group. Thanks as always.
Thank you.